Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, broadcasting live for Bears Best up in Suwannee. We'll be here all day long. If you're in the area, stop by. I don't know if you're allowed in, but try. Yeah. Tell them you're with us.
That's all you
got. Good morning
to
you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, it is I'm talking perfect, perfect Friday to be out on the links.
It really is.
And to broadcast live for a great cause, man. And we'll get more into the reason why we're out here. But, yeah, man, it is a beautiful Friday. The leaves, and you know, I hate fall, but, I mean, I can't hate on the beautiful.
That foliage right there, Randy, it's hard to hate on.
It's hard to hate on the foliage, Andy. And I'm not a foliage hater, so, you know, I was going to keep it 100. But, yeah, it's a nice day. Obviously, we got a big show ready for a big weekend as obviously the Falcons are over in Berlin. Dogs going down to Stark Vegas. We got some news from Brett Key to hear from his voice. I actually watched some of it.
Uh-huh.
That man is stoic as hell.
He's dead serious.
Dead ass serious when he say it. When
he was on the Steakhouse this morning playing buy or sell.
Dead ass.
And
serious.
It was fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Because they do a great job with the segment.
Yeah.
But he is a serious guy.
Yeah, man. Don't think make him smile is winning.
He doesn't do a lot of joking.
Yeah, man. Don't think make him smile is winning.
Yeah, and even that, like, doesn't. He's like, well, that's our job. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, man.
Like, well, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, man.
take a breath, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They lost the last one, so maybe that's a part of it. But they're off this weekend. Georgia's in Stark Vegas, like you said, at noon tomorrow. It's going to be a tough one. They all are in the SEC right now, and Georgia's defense kind of being what it is. Mississippi State's got an opportunity to become bowl eligible if they win the game tomorrow.
And turn out a goalpost.
That's
and all
right.
That other
That's
stuff,
right. It's the Super Bowl for Mississippi
State.
Hell
yeah, it is, man. And when you're waiting on a loss like the Dogs seem to be, this, and you know how I feel about road games at noon.
Yeah.
It's just a tricky situation, man. And those throws that DJ Lagway missed last week, this guy ain't going to miss them. These receivers, they're top notch. This offense is just as good as any offense Georgia has played this year. They can get down and get busy, man. So Georgia's got to be on there. They got to be on high alert for everything. We'll have Roddy on a little bit, see who's in, who's out. But it's gonna be a challenge for the Dogs to go down there. I have all confidence that they will go down there and win.
Yeah,
but
I think so too.
It's gonna be one of them things like every damn Saturday, man.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be like except it's gonna start early. You know, the stress level is going to be earlier on in the day. But, I'm excited for this game. Just like, I mean, even though, you know, the Falcons are where they are, excited about the game tomorrow morning, man, over there in Berlin, and get an opportunity to try and do something with your season.
Yeah.
Try and do
something. As friend of the program, Andrea Kramer, once said, it's nut cutting time.
Pretty much.
That's what it is right now for the Atlanta Falcons, as they've lost three in a row,
yep.
And in some of them in very ugly fashion. They played better last week, should have won the game, but they didn't. And in some ways, that's even more frustrating because a lot of it comes down to inability to do the thing that you want to do most, to run the football and be the offense that you say you are. And secondly, to execute in big moments when you have to be perfect or you have to be clean. They haven't been. So now they travel all the way across the ocean, and they have not been particularly good on the road. The offense specifically hasn't been very good on the road.
It's a road game for both of them.
Okay. I didn't, you know what? I didn't look up how the Colts defense does on the road. I should have looked that up. But yeah, look, I mean, we know what it is. There's only 17 games, and if you start stacking up too many of them in the loss column,
yeah.
it becomes too much to overcome.
That's the biggest thing, is like they're already in a hole.
They're in a hole.
And so, you know, you continue to dig yourself into a point where, like you said, it's impossible to get out. And it's not even a point where you can reach out the hole and you can see your hand. I mean, they've got their hand out the hole right now.
They're trying.
They're hanging on. And you can add a little bit more dirt in that hole if you can find a way to go over to Berlin and get this win. You can. I mean, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, you start working your way back out of it.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, the schedule gets easier. Whatever. You got to win on Sunday against the Colts, who are very good.
Yes.
And that's the thing about it is. You know, it doesn't really matter to me who the opponent is because they've played their worst games against the worst teams on their schedule.
But that's what I'm saying.
And they've played their best games against the best teams on their schedule.
I mean, is Carolina worse than Atlanta?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now. But Miami.
I'll give you the Miami.
And that was in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll give you the Miami one. But yeah. I'm
still not sold that Carolina's all that great. They're okay. But I'm sitting. I realize yeah. I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I don't get to say that about anybody.
Right.
I'm just not convinced that. I mean, Carolina's certainly solid. They're
yes.
fine. But
and they have a formula they work with.
Yeah.
Works for them.
Again, whatever. They beat the Falcons 30-0.
Exactly.
So we don't get to say anything about whether or not they're good. I think the Dolphins are pretty clearly not.
No.
And
the next week proved that.
They still came in here and beat the Falcons by a million.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter who they play. It matters if they can execute the two or three things that are most important for them, and that's run the football,
yep.
and that's stop the other team from running, and that's not do dumb stuff in important moments. And unfortunately,
they don't have
a lot of the season, the answer's been no, they can't do that.
No, they've had a habit of doing that. They had a habit of doing, like, damn, only the Falcons. You know what I mean? Having that moment right there. And, you know, you just hope that, you know, getting some guys back on defense helps out with that. Obviously, you know, offensively, we know what they have to do to win, because we've seen in their wins they've done what they need to do to win. And this formula for this football team to win football games is for 7 and, hell, in 25 to get, you know, combined over 30 touches or 30 carries or whatever you want. And that's I give one of my early keys that says get 30 carries even if you have to force it. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing is that in their loss, they've gotten away from it so early. Now, mainly because they kind of had to, but at the same time, it wasn't so far out that you couldn't try to maybe try to take some of the pressure off your quarterback by running, maybe even shortening the down and distance on first down. That's another one. Big plays on first down on both sides of the ball. You know, you got to be able to have that positivity on first downs, which they've lacked. That's why, as you were talking yesterday, you know, that's why they've been so bad on third downs. The box card for third and 9+ is not very big. It really isn't. And then defensively, they're going to play at the sticks, and that's why you see Kyle catching the check downs, taking everything away down the field, and then they rally and tackle. And so I don't see anything different from anybody else's game plan. We know this, that are one of the worst run defenses in ball. Indianapolis has the best running back in ball.
Certainly one of them.
Yeah, and so they're going to hand them the football, run behind that physical offensive line. And that's when we talk about the nut cutting time. This is when you got to stand up. Even if you ain't got no ass, you better grow some. You know, you better eat about 3 pregame meals or something.
Well, you need some, what you got over there? Some pretzels or something?
Some strudel.
Beer, just some strudel?
Just eat a strudel.
Some wiener schnitzel or something
man,
like that?
Eat some sauerkraut.
Yeah,
all
get
that,
it
man.
In there.
Just get it in there, man.
Whatever the German equivalent of biscuits are,
yes.
Get over there and get
you,
some.
Yeah, get you some sauerkraut and gravy.
Yeah. Oh, God, it sounds so
nasty.
Disgusting. It sounds disgusting. But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I know we'll do our keys to the game segment as we always do at 120, and it'll be 10 minutes of detailed, interesting football breakdown. But it could be as simple as two sentences.
What's that?
You need to be able to run the football.
Yes.
And you need to be able to stop them from running the football.
That's it.
That's it. That's really what it comes down to. If you can't stop Indianapolis from running the football, Jonathan Taylor, I think, had 3 touchdowns 2 weeks ago when they blew out the Titans. And I know the Titans are bad, but whatever. He went out there and did it. That's how the Steelers were able to bottle him up last week, because they did a great job against the run, and then they made Daniel Jones uncomfortable. And as well as Daniel Jones has played this year, he's still susceptible to becoming Daniel Jones.
Yes, sir.
If you put him in bad
situations.
Yeah, he's still,
he came out of that.
Just like with Darnold last year, I had to see it over and over and over and over again, and now it's kind of like, all right, maybe he's
right.
You know, maybe he's not that guy anymore. Daniel Jones is 9 games into this thing.
Yes.
You make him uncomfortable, he'll throw you the football.
Damn sure will.
6 turnovers
Damn
last
sure
week.
Will.
He didn't have 6 turnovers. He had 3 himself. But they you know, again, I think that's probably a bit of an outlier, and the Steelers had a really good game plan that they executed last Sunday against them. Nonetheless, they've demonstrated that they will turn the ball over if you make him uncomfortable.
Right.
And you have to do that too. Now, good. Jalen Walker being out there is going to go a long way.
Yes.
Hopefully Zach Harrison plays, because he's played really well this season also. But, yeah, it's a tall task. I mean, you're basically, you know, it boils down to – you have to do the stuff that you haven't done very well lately in order to win this football game.
Yes, no doubt about it, man. It's a must-have, must-win. The more physical team in this game will win. And so, you know, and like you said, in the 3 Falcons wins, they were the more physical football team. And so that has to carry and that has to go with them. Because it's always been a myth that the run game goes everywhere with you. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right. The run game travels.
It does. The physicality travels and those things like that. So they've got to get out to a good start. I think that's the biggest thing that they want to do.
Yeah.
Get off to a good start, no matter if you get the ball maybe their first drive, 3 and out or something like that. Get some early confidence.
Well, that's another thing. On the road, they've averaged 6.5 points in the first half.
You can't do that.
You're going to lose if you do that
yes,
on Sunday.
I definitely agree with you right there. So they got to find a way to get off to a good start and stay in manageable third downs, man. We know that we still don't know word on Chris Lindstrom, if he's going or not.
Sounds positive. Sounds positive with Lindstrom.
Okay, if that's the case, then you got your best offensive lineman back. So I mean,
yeah.
You just got to be able to sustain drive. Like, you can't have Michael just sitting back there at 3rd and 7 every single time. You just can't do that. He has to be decisive. He has to be decisive in his reads, when to go, where to throw it, all those different things. We know it's going to be a challenge. We don't know how Indy's going to employ the new corner and Sauce Gardner. I'm positive that he's going to play a lot of Drake London.
Yeah, what do you think? If he's going to play, just play him.
That's why you went and got him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you went and got him for that reason. So, there could be a chance where, you know, Darnell Moody might be able to get some going. Kyle Pitts maybe get some things going.
Yeah, that would be fun to see. I think there's a couple different indicators when the Falcons offense is really rolling. And again, we just haven't seen it really roll that many times this year. One of them is Tyler Allgeier gets the ball handed to him.
Right.
Because that means everything else is working and he's in sort of the flow of the offense and all that. So hopefully that happens. We haven't really seen this at all this year, and maybe Sunday is the day we do, but getting another wide receiver pass catcher involved.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Throw the ball to Drake London 15 times.
Yeah.
Like, he's dominant. He had 3 touchdowns last week and was unstoppable. I get throwing him the football. But it would be nice to keep the defense on their toes with somebody else.
Yeah, man.
And that somebody else has to be Darnell Mooney.
I agree.
It's not going to be any of the rest of those guys. David Sills doesn't know the play half the time. Casey Washington can't stay on the field.
Look like a professional team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, not please.
Yes.
Let's not use timeouts after another damn timeout or a dead ball penalty or something. You know what I mean? Let's get it going. You know, stay in the flow of the game. I think that the most important, you know, thing that helps offenses is rhythm, is flow.
Yeah.
It's so important to it, Andy, because when it's flowing like that, and you're a play caller and it's flowing like that, boy, them damn plays jump off at you. Oh, hell yeah, let me call this one.
Yeah.
It's not, okay, let me search for something else.
Third
and 12?
I already used all my 3rd and 8 plays.
Third and 12, huh?
I'll go that one again.
Just flip it.
Go the other way.
Yeah, go left.
Exactly. When I'm watching and you're having a good time watching an offense, they're picking up first downs on first down,
yes.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Or it's like second and one.
Yes.
And then the play caller gets to call whatever he wants. Oh.
Yes.
Come on.
Good stuff.
Let's see some of that stuff on Sunday
good
morning.
Good stuff.
Too far to go to get your ass kicked, okay? Like we've said, you don't want to fly across the country, get a passport stamped just to
just
take
get
that
your,
flight
get your,
home.
Get your blank pushback.
Don't want to do that, man. Don't do that. Get a win. Get a win in Germany. All right. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Funk Friday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It was very early in the season. We played well versus Daniel Jones. I know he's a big-time runner. He can run. He can throw the ball anywhere. He can make all the throws. He was a first-round pick. You know, we were highly critical of the pick at the time. But he's showing us right now, like, why that pick was made and really an importance and patience with some of these young quarterbacks, to be honest with you. You know, I'm watching them go out there. You know, obviously got a great compliment with the run game, what they're able to do out there. You know, got with the coach that he wants to be with and has a lot of confidence in him. He's throwing the ball really well. He's protecting the football. And they're winning football games. And that's, like, the most important thing for quarterbacks in this league. So he's doing a nice job, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah, that's Raheem Morris talking about the Colts quarterback Daniel Jones, who, you know, we talked a bit about in the summer. Like, really, that's the plan?
That's the route you're going,
he's
huh?
coming in to compete with but, Richardson.
But
huh?
it, he knew.
He knew.
He knew.
Yeah, that's knew. Right. That's right. And it's another story of a guy with a second chance, sometimes third chances, over the last couple of years. You get in the right situation. One thing we always said about the Colts in the summer was the roster is good outside the quarterback. Lines are good. They got playmakers. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor can be very good when he's healthy. Loved the draft pick of Tyler Warren. Like, there was a lot of stuff to like, but the quarterback situation was just such a turnoff. But he's playing good, and that's right. I know last weekend they turned the ball over a ton. They'd only turned it over four times in the first eight games prior to that.
Right.
So feels like a bit of an outlier performance last week against the Steelers. Hopefully not. Hopefully they'll do it 2 weeks in a row. But, yeah, there's a lot in there from Raheem. It is interesting with all these second-chance quarterbacks and how well a lot of them are doing.
Right.
I wonder if that'll be something that some of these teams that maybe don't have a high draft pick will think about.
Like, who'd you think?
I don't know. I don't know who that is right now.
Like Mac Jones, maybe?
Maybe. That's another good example, though, because with the good situation, he's played well. This is like, all right, we don't have a top-five pick, but this guy who did this in whatever city is available, we'd have to pay him to come here and do it. But it's worked with Baker and a little bit with Geno, not so much in Vegas.
But I'm just telling you, Andy, like the Vikings wanted to keep him. I think the Vikings want to keep both of them, Darnold and Daniel Jones.
Uh-huh.
But they're probably looking at it from a standpoint, I like being here. I love being coached by Kevin O'Connell.
Right.
But they got their guy.
Yeah, they drafted a guy in the first round, and I want to be a starting quarterback. No doubt about it. But definitely one of the stories of the year is the way that he's played and the way they've played. They're among the record-wise, among the best teams in the NFL.
Right. I mean, they're a good football team. And they're a good football team who had an organization as far as the general manager, head coach, who were on the hot seat coming into this season. And more than likely, if things continue to go the way they are, they're going to be extended. And then you saw where Ballard looked at it from a standpoint of, hell, I'm going for it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to risk the future to get this one piece that I think they can put us over the top as far as going out to get Sauce Gardner. And so when you look how this organization, you know, had their backs against the wall, you know, had a high drafted quarterback that just has not panned out, but found this guy, Daniel Jones. And, you know, the one thing I love, and the reason Shane Steichen, you know how I feel about Shane. He got his job because of the work he did with Jalen Hurts. And you're looking at it, that's why he drafted Anthony Richardson, but it didn't work out. He goes out and get a Daniel Jones.
Was
and
he
playing
on
good
a
around
staff
him.
That you played for?
Yeah, he was a GA in San Diego.
In San Diego,
yeah,
he was
a GA in San Diego.
Okay.
So we always hang out with Shane. You know, when you're a GA, you can hang out with the players more. You know, when you don't have coach next to your name. But Shane's a good brother, man. It's a lot of them. But I think that when you look at where the Falcons are, you know, legit, like one win can absolutely turn things around.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, you beat a team.
I agree.
You beat a team that I think might be just as good or better than them, but you beat them at home. And I'm talking about Buffalo. Mm-hmm. With a better quarterback and all those different things, with a superstar quarterback, and you went out there and you handled your business. Can you go out there and do that? I mean, it's all about the start for me. It's all about the start with me with the Falcons tomorrow morning, because they've got to figure out a way to get some rhythm, get Bijan some catches, get Bijan open. And those five guys up front, I think a lot of the game is going to be on them.
Yeah, last week kind of –
Oh, Buckner's out too, by the way.
DeForest Buckner did not make the trip to Germany. So that's a plus in the Falcons column.
Yes.
Because that dude's a game wrecker, especially with the interior of the Falcons offensive line being banged up going into this game. Bergeron's not going to play. So you're going to have a backup left guard in there.
Yeah.
Sounds good on Lindstrom. I mean, we don't know for sure, but just based on – I heard D-Led say some stuff yesterday. And,
not tomorrow, Sunday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sunday. So you got a little bit of time too. But – yeah, like that has to be a huge factor, obviously. The offensive line has to do a good job against what they're going to be throwing at not only Penix, but the run game. And if they can, then I think the Falcons are capable of winning this football game. Last week, I think, was the first game this year where they got off to a bad start and kind of figured it out.
Right.
Every other game.
But they had a momentum-changing play.
Totally. They had a game-changing play by their two first-round draft picks on defense. Without a doubt. And I hopefully the defense will carry over the momentum of that second half, because they played really well in the second half last week. They didn't play great in the first half.
No.
And it was until that play, it was looking like things might get out of hand. But that was kind of the first one where we saw them get off to a bad foot and kind of right it. Every other game, either they start good, play good, win, or start bad, play awful.
Yes.
A couple times get blown out, and it's kind of that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, they have a pattern. They have a trend. You know, the way they trend in games, you know, you kind of figure that you know what's going to happen. But, yeah, this is a big test for them. And like you said, we'll talk more about it as we get to our keys and things throughout the game. But, yeah, they got to play, I don't want to say flawless perfect, because you don't have to play perfect to win. But you got to play, you know, like as far as no turning the ball over, which, you know, the last couple of weeks they have, I mean, yeah, they've been that bad and turned the ball over, have they?
No.
Yeah, except for that Bijan going in against Miami. Yep. But, I mean, you take care of the football, and when you're plus in most defensive categories in a game, win it.
Yeah.
Plus turnovers?
Yeah.
Plus sacks?
Yeah.
Win it.
Yeah, you get six sacks and two turnovers this week, and they don't have any.
Yeah.
Please win.
Win.
Don't make history.
How many points in the second half?
allowed?
Yeah.
Three.
Win those games, right?
Yeah, you should win those games. there was one other thought that I had there on what you were saying, and the beauty of this golf course distracted me.
Yeah, man, I know one thing, but they need to get some shade, some clouds over here. We got no umbrella.
It is warming up.
Yeah, a little warm up out here, man.
I was going to need some.
We are in a perfect spot, though, because obviously it's a beautiful day, but we're right by the cigar stand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful spot.
You take a walk over there?
Oh, yeah, I got me a nice one right here. Nice Dominican roll cigar.
Compliment. Good for you.
I got one right now. I promise you, as Denzel says, I'm leaving here with something. I'm leaving here with a couple more of these.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Good for you. All right, let's hear from Kirby talking about playing on the road against Mississippi State.
Another week in the SEC, as we all know. Really good opponent, Mississippi State. Jeff, I know well, and a good guy. They got no quit in them. These guys have competed. They have been in every game they've played. They have upgraded the talent level since he's been there. Group he's put together defensively, offensively, and special teams. They got really good players all over the field. Our guys are going to have a great challenge this week. You know, we're going to their place, and when you play on the road in the SEC, trust me, I played a lot of years and coached a lot of games at this place. It's a tough place to play.
Yeah, I mean, the team that was last time we went down there is way better than this team, and they had a dogfight, you know. And so it's going to be the same way tomorrow. I mean, Chapin is a bad boy, man.
Yeah.
It's a bad
good
dude. They could run the hell out of the football, you know.
Fluff Bothwell?
He's a bad man now. I mean, we're making fun of his name, but Booth.
And then
the receivers, Thompson, they say Thompson might be the fastest receiver in America. Mm-hmm. And then you got Anthony Evans, former dog. This is going to be a challenge for the Dogs. And the biggest thing with them, I was thinking about, hell, if I'm Curry, I'm playing cover two. Don't let nothing get over their head and trust CJ and that front seven to manage things up there because they are a big play offense and Georgia is the defense you want to play when you want big plays in the passing
game. No doubt about it. And their offense, like you just talked about, all those playmakers, like they score.
Yes.
They put up big points against good teams.
Yes.
I don't know if they're like as complete maybe as an Ole Miss or as a Tennessee, but they're close. They're really good.
They're a good football team.
It's crazy to say
good
this
offensive
again,
football team.
But this is what it is right now in the SEC. Like Georgia's offense is going to have to be as good as they've been.
Yep.
You're going to have to find a way to get a couple of stops here and there.
Yep.
And over the course of 60 minutes, you got to try to outwork them. That's what it's been in all these games. I heard, I don't remember who said it, one of the guys on the College Game Day podcast. The margin of victory, the final score margin in the SEC is closer than the final score margin in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's never been true.
No.
Like, because you got the haves and the have-nots,
right,
and it'll skew the average.
Right.
It's less than 10 points a game between the winner and the loser in the SEC. It's more than that in the NFL this year. So it's more pro-like than it's ever been, which is why you got to come through in the big moments, and you have to win close games. That's why Georgia's 7-1 right now, because they've won a ton of one-score games.
Yeah, man, and that's going to be the key again tomorrow, man. They've got to figure out, because they're going to get behind. This is what Georgia freaking does. You know, but the thing about it is once they're probably the most poised team in the conference.
I agree.
Meaning that, you know what, it don't matter. We're just going to stick with our game plan. We're going to make some adjustments and things like that. It's going to be ruckus. Them damn cowbells are going to be clanging.
It's going to be very
It's going to be annoying
it's
as
very
hell.
Annoying.
And they're going to get out. They're going to make a big play early on, and it's going to be going crazy in Stark Vegas.
Yeah, that feels like a muted broadcast for me.
And all the Dogs got to do is just figure out how to stick with it. And like you said, just make a play.
Georgia Tech off this week.
Yes.
Shout out to Georgia Southern.
Yeah,
they got a win last night in their rivalry game against App State.
How's my gal doing?
She didn't. She went to bed.
Oh, did she?
They were down 19-0.
Yeah,
why was it? She went to bed. So,
okay.
It got pretty good in the fourth quarter. But shout out to Georgia State. They keep winning that matchup,
Southern.
Man. Sorry, Georgia Southern. My bad. There's a lot of GSs walking around
here.
My apologies.
Yeah, don't get them people mad.
I know.
They come for you.
Georgia,
hey, Sports Talk.
Georgia State's not winning anything.
No. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
All right, Rowdy Nabalsi will join us next. We'll get his thoughts on the Georgia-Mississippi State matchup tomorrow at noon. First hour of the show is always brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, live from Bears Best Golf Course in Suwannee. We'll get back into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Look ahead to all the other games coming up this weekend, and obviously back into the Falcons matchup against the Colts on Sunday morning in Germany. But tomorrow, just kind of an early football weekend for everybody, huh? Tomorrow at noon our time, it's 11 o'clock over there in Starkville, as Georgia is going to take on Mississippi State in another SEC matchup for them. Roddy Nabalsi joins us every single Friday at this time to talk Georgia football from UGASports.com. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
Doing fine, guys. Doing fine. We had to pick a little Beastie Boys there, Sabotage, because this is one of those Saturdays that can sabotage your whole damn season. The situation where you're playing a team that's really good, whose strength is your weakness, and if you go into this looking ahead to Texas, you better take care of, you know, business at Mississippi State. You better be focused on this one, because if not, those Bizarro Bulldogs will beat your Bulldogs. So the Beastie Boys was the right call this weekend.
Damn, I forgot they played Texas too.
At night, right?
I forgot about that. That's what I just said.
See, look, you're not looking ahead.
I have no reason to.
You're focused on Mississippi State.
I'm going to be sitting on my ass in my couch watching. Rod, injury updates?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of good and bad. DeMelo Jones might be back, but Jordan Hall's out for the year. Kind of feel bad because we mentioned that on our message board, and by the time that, you know, we mentioned it multiple times, that it looked like he was done, that he was out. Then Kirby Smart came out, said it'd be a long time before he's back. We're like, okay, yeah, he's out for the year. And then the news kind of broke last night that he was out, and we're like, We already said that, but what happened was we didn't actually stick it out to a story because we'd said it so many times on the message board, we forgot that it was kind of news to the general populace. So, yeah, he's out, but if they can get DeBello Jones back, that would be huge because they definitely need some help in the secondary. This secondary's been torched a lot, and thank goodness K.J. Bolden, if he's going to make a dumb play like he did last week with the targeting penalty, glad it happened with a minute 23 left in the first half and not in the second half. So, In other words, they're going to need everybody they can in the secondary because Will Shapen throws it all over the place, and that's what they're good at. They're great at throwing the ball. They're great at throwing it deep, and that's what Georgia's bad at, is defending the pass. So Georgia needs to be able to get to this guy, get him off his mark, and this is a game Georgia might actually get some sacks. I know they only have 8 on the year, which is they're the only team that has single-digit sacks. The next to last team has twice as many. You know, the best teams in the SEC have 4, almost 5 times as many. So Georgia's not exactly getting a lot of sacks, but this is a game where maybe we see Chris Cole, you know, who's been kind of banged up. I think he'll be back. See those guys get in there and actually make a difference in the game. But definitely if you can get Chris Cole and DeMello Jones back, that would be huge for Georgia this weekend.
Real quick, Brian, because you said on the message board, what's the craziest stuff that comes on your message board?
Dude, the dog event's been around since 1997. I mean, so like,
oh wow! So there was some Randy conversation on the message board back in the day.
Dude, yes, you know, I mean, the second guessing of Jim Donnan and breaking the news that Mark Richt's going to be the coach, and I mean, that's where I broke the news that Mark Richt was fired. You know, I mean, I remember posting there one day, "Hey, by the way, the Georgia athletic director has been arrested." You know, I'm in Goose Creek, South Carolina, trying to talk to, I think, Mel Terry or something. And right. I'm posting this at 5:00 in the morning. I mean, the dog vent is the granddaddy of them all. It's a wild message board. And I just tell people, don't read it during the game. Do not read it during the game. I love it. It's been my life for 20 years, but even me being the publisher, I said, don't read the dog vent during the game. After the game is fine, but it's wild place.
That's a perfect end, because I wanted to ask you this question, but I didn't really know how to frame it or get to it, but I think this is the right way to do it. Has the message board chatter as the season has progressed and the offense has played the way that it has changed regarding Mike Bobo at all? Because he was public enemy number one in the summer. Everybody's asking Kirby about it at SEC Media Days and all that, and now Gunnar Stockton's playing the way that he is. Like, have things shifted a little bit as far as his perception?
His and that of Stacey Searles, 1A, public enemy 1A, right. Public enemy 1B. They wanted them both gone. And I had gone there the other day and say, look, I know it's a popular narrative that, you know, he keeps Mike Bobo around because they're friends. But I'm like, y'all don't understand Kirby Smart. And they also say the same thing about Stacey Searles. I'm like, no, they're not friends. They kind of knew each other, but they're not, you know, they weren't on the same staff together for a long time. But Kirby Smart likes to win, but he hates to lose 10 times as much. And if Mike Bobo's not helping him win, he's going to tell Mike Bobo to pound sand. And what people don't realize is before he hired Todd Monken, he went to try to get Mike Bobo first. And Mike had just gotten the job with South Carolina or something was up, but Mike was unavailable. So that's who he wanted. He wound up with Todd Monken, won a couple titles. When Todd Monken left, he goes, look, we were fantastic in red zone. We had a problem the year before. This year we led the nation in red zone. Mike Bobo was the one coming up with all the plays and coming up with our approach to this. That is the guy who needs to lead this team. He also said that, you know, Carson Beck is the heir apparent. You know, he needs to be your starter. So he had the stamp of approval, and I'm like, this is because, you know, this is what Kirby Smart wants. Then, you know, people hated him. He's, like you said, public enemy number one. But after that Ole Miss game, when they scored every drive that they got the ball and – you know, the frustrations you had in week one and week two with Gunnar Stockton, you see him win the Tennessee game. You see him, what he does at Auburn. You see him go, you know, player of the week and stuff like that. It's like, okay, well, Gunnar Stockton's the right call, even though we had doubts about him. Mike Bobo seems to be the right guy. Even Stacey Searles with, you know, 6 different offensive lines in 8 games, he is doing the best coaching job of his career. So, long-winded answer to your question, they're still not loved on the message boards, but there are a lot of deleted posts and deleted tweets about how bad Mike Bobo and Stacey Searles are.
What about the – I don't want to talk about the secondary, because, like you said, the Mississippi State's strength is the dog's weakness. And did you see – has it got better – oh, let me go back. Did you think it was more or less a communication, you know, thing as far as what happened in Florida? Just like miscommunication in the back end?
Yeah, twice. I mean, the first touchdown, I mean, you're definitely – who's got the deep fourth?
Right.
And 2 different guys thought the other guy had it. Or one of them, maybe Ja'Cory didn't realize that was his. I didn't break it down, but it's obviously a miss there. Same with the other ball that hits the ground, hits his arm. They're not sure if it's, is it a catch, is it not? That was one where you just got behind him. So they had a lot of miscommunications. I won't say that a lot of that had to do with K.J. Bolden, because he was out there when the first miscommunication happened. It's been an issue all year, and it's just you're not that good in the secondary. It's just, people keep saying, well, you've recruited well. Yeah, well, you can recruit well, but you can also miss on some of those guys. And think about this. Like Ellis Robinson's numbers look pretty good from a statistical standpoint, but they don't count the ones that he got a pass interference call or a defensive holding call on. So a lot of PI calls, a lot of busted plays. But the flip side of that is Georgia has a strength against Mississippi State's weakness. And it's going to be boring for the people who like to see the ball go in the air a lot, but Georgia can run it, and Mississippi State is tough, has a tough time stopping the run. They've given up 26 explosive run plays on first down. They can't stop the run. This should be a great game for, Gunnar Stock to just turn around, hand it to Chauncey Bowens, hand it to Nate Frazier, hand it to Cash Jones, run it himself. Keep the ball on the ground, just run it down their throats, and keep Blake Shapen on the sideline.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Plus, with how good that offense is, keep them off the field.
Right.
If the defense can't stop them, maybe the offense can. Roddy Nabalsi joining us from UGASports.com. You mentioned six different offensive line combinations in 8 weeks. What's the group going to look like tomorrow?
I think we'll see the same thing we did against Florida. You'll see the standard guys on the left and Big Dontrell Glover at right guard and Ernest Green back at right tackle. It worked really well. And then when any of those guys need a rest, you bring in Big 73, Juan Gaston, and then you can take Micah Morris out and move Juan over there or Dontrell over there. It's an absolute force now. They're just gobbling people up. And, it was a little tougher sledding against Florida than it was against Ole Miss, but Florida has really good athletes on the defensive line. They were known for being good, and it was a little bit tougher. It won't be the case this week. The Mississippi State defensive front is not nearly as talented as Florida's, so I expect to see more of those counters, pulls, just some power ball, and I hope this is one where I could see them running Gunner a little bit more, especially on third down, just because he's so tough to account for. But at the same time, you got to protect him, and he likes to run so hard. If he doesn't slide feet first, he always just kind of dives.
Yes.
So I can see why they're like, we know this is an effective run, but he is so headstrong on wanting to dive for an extra yard. I better not call this, QB power. I want to, but I better not. Let's just give it to Chauncey Bowens. Or, hey, how about Dylan Bell? Let's see what he can do on a little toss sweep here.
Hey, real quick, Rod, I want to get your thoughts on the SEC itself. Another opening comes open down there in Auburn. How do you see that one playing out? Because I know people like Durkin, all right? And we know what happened in Maryland and all those situations right there. But I was saying he might have an opportunity to be the full-time guy.
I could definitely see it. The problem with Auburn is, they have – if you are a top-tier coach and you see how they short-leash everybody's on there – and I get it if you're on a short leash at Ohio State. If you're on a short leash at, say a Georgia or an Alabama or something like that. At Auburn, it's like, look, you guys don't have the pedigree to be this insistent, It's the reason why a lot of good coaches avoided Miami. They're like, it's just there's too many fingers in the pie. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. I don't know that I'm going to get the support that I want. So I just don't see some of the top guys going for it. And I'm like, look, Auburn, do what Georgia did. Hire a great offensive coordinator, a great defensive coordinator. There's a lot of really successful coaches like Dan Lanning, Kirby Smart, tons of them out there who were not head coaches first, but they were great coordinators.
Right.
Give them
right.
a shot. It can't be worse than what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. We appreciate it, Roddy, as always. Thanks so much. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Appreciate you, Rod. Okay.
Take care.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com. I don't want any fingers in my pie.
I was curious where
personally.
That came from.
Yeah, I know. It's like cooks in the kitchen.
I know the cooks in the kitchen.
It's just a different
fingers
one.
Fingers in the pie.
Yeah. I don't even want my finger in my pocket.
Yeah, it's very.
You know what I mean?
That's gross. Very
appetizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's not fingers in my.
That's what they got going on.
I've heard a lot of firsts, but I ain't never heard that before.
Oh yeah, I've heard it.
I've never heard nobody say fingers in the pocket.
I've heard it, but it never grossed me out quite the way that it did there.
Maybe because it came from Rod or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Does Roddy have gross fingers? I don't think so. He's typing with them. He's typing on those message boards.
Yeah, but that's funny about the message boards thing. But hey, got 99 of the game. Don't forget. You can always listen to us, 99 of the Game, on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I didn't realize, we've talked about it throughout the year, obviously, that Georgia's pass rush just hasn't been effective and they haven't been able to quarterback on the ground. I didn't realize it was that stark.
Yes.
I didn't realize they were the Falcons of the SEC.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, for them to be bottom like that and be the one team in front of them has twice as many. Now, again, you know, maybe tomorrow you start getting to the quarterback a little bit, Blake Shapen.
They're
going to throw the ball a lot. And I love the idea of leaning on that run game between Frazier and Bowens and Gunnar Stockton, too. I mean, the last thing you want is to get him banged up in this one with what's ahead over the next month or so.
They're going to have to play their best game. Again, conservative is fine with me. Yeah. That's why I said, you know.
It will be.
But I'm saying, like, defensively, even just, hey, too high. Keep everything in front of you. Don't let anything get behind you. But, hell, that's not Kirby. They're a man-to-man, let's attack the hell out of it type team, man. But they're not getting a quarterback on the ground.
They'll be very conservative on offense. Yeah. They'll be very aggressive on defense. And, unfortunately, it just doesn't seem like they have the guys right now, the Jimmys and Joes, to be as aggressive as he wants to be on that side of the ball.
Yeah, man.
Maybe he knows that now.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're 8 games in, though.
Yeah, brother, but it's going to be a damn a damn dog fight.
That's true.
A damn dog fight.
That's true. Two pairs of bulldogs going up against each other. But you say you don't consider them bulldogs, right?
No.
What do you consider them?
Mississippi State.
Okay. The Cowbells?
Yep. I don't consider anybody who has a bulldog mascot a bulldog.
Really? Just you guys?
Yep.
Fresno State?
Nope.
Just Fresno State?
Yep.
Gonzaga?
Nope.
Okay. I could name more, but I won't.
Yeah.
At least Georgetown came up with a different type.
They're the Hoyas.
It's a specific type of bulldog, I think. Isn't that what it is?
I have no clue. Let me get on Google.
I don't know what it is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. You're listening to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.